This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Bigger Picture, and I'm T. Xiao Eek. We are now more than a month into phase two of the COVID-19 vaccination program, which is calling for those above 60 and those with comorbidities to get vaccinated. But the registration rate has still been low due to some concerns, especially among older adults, about the safety of the vaccines. So here at BFM, we've been speaking to some senior citizens who have gotten their jabs and want to encourage others to do so. Here are their stories.
Hi, I'm Kanishan. I'm 61 and I have got my AstraZeneca vaccination done.
If we take a few steps back, looking at the pandemic as a whole, how has the past 1 year plus affected you? How has the disease itself, affected you, whether it's directly or indirectly?
At first, it was something like, it's going to be over in a couple of months, 1 month, 2 months, because of the SARS experience, right? Then it dawned that it's here for the long haul. Mm-hmm. And then it dawned that it's got a lot of side effects. It's got death. It impacts everybody. And it became closer and closer to home as more and more people that you know were infected or passed away. Mm-hmm. It was not somebody's friend. It was your friend that was infected. It was your friend that was hospitalized. It was your friend in ICU. So that sort of set the stage for the whole year last year. Luckily, where I work, we were very much involved in community service and managed to do the outreach programs. That sort of kept us busy, but nevertheless, it changed the outlook of life, outlook of what you see, and be grateful for what you have, be grateful for the time you have and the people that you are with.
And how did you take news of the vaccines arriving in Malaysia? What were your feelings about that?
Okay. Initially, of course, I thought the vaccines were just, not sure because the testings were not very clear that there were one dose, two dose, and there were so many reports. Until I spoke to my sister-in-law, who's 80 plus, and my nephews who live in UK, and they said, look, we need to trust the medical services. There's a reason why they are there running it. And they went along and they got their vaccinations done in UK in November, December. And they said, look, this is what we need to do and we need to get this to get across. Now, that sort of convinced me that we all need to get on board of this vaccination program. And after all, when we were kids in school, we had so many vaccination programs in schools, for polio, we had jabs, for BCG, we had booster. Yeah. So we have gone through all this, and really at that time, nobody questioned it. Just line up in the school and get your jab, right?
Yeah.
Today, everybody questions the medical authorities, right? So I think a lot of information coming out there, a lot of them are not confirmed, a lot not clear. So I think take time to read what is spoken, what is written, and what are facts and what are fantasies.
But something that's been very prevalent in our local culture is, of course, forwarded WhatsApp messages, things like that, that spread a lot of anxiety as well, especially among older adults. Did you receive any such information regarding the COVID-19 vaccines? And did that influence or colour your perception in any way?
In the early days, yes, because I was not on board of the vaccination. But later on, I sat down and read and I kept listening. And especially for UK and US, and very clearly, I started looking at facts. I mean, I go back down to, some of the medical centers and what they release and read that. Yeah, these WhatsApp messages that are circulated, half of them are not checked and they just forwarded. It's like a gunshot. You just shoot and then people, like a machine gun, people keep shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps reverberating and that keeps coming back and they're not truth. You need to check the facts. You need to check the facts for yourself and find out what is truth and what is not the truth. The impact of vaccine in certain geographical regions are different. Yes, Brazil had an adverse reaction. Why? Go and find out. I think that we owe it to ourselves, not to anybody else, ourselves and our family, to know what are the facts. And I think the Ministry of Health has done a good job, especially on the Twitter and also their communication program, to come out and give more in-depth information about vaccinations. Mm. But you look at the day they opened for the AstraZeneca, it was overloaded, and the impact was so great. Why? Because once people see everybody's getting on board, they also don't want to feel left out. There's confidence that a lot of people are, that you are not in it alone, right? Mm-hmm. So that's sometimes how communities work. You know, they wait and see until somebody gets on board and say, okay, they're on board, let's go.
Yeah. And your experience of getting the jab itself, what was that like?
I think it was one of the most pleasant experiences in getting in interaction with a government agency. I think they are better than most banks, you know, when it comes to customer service, right from the parking to guiding you, making you feel at ease. I think they under-promised and over-delivered it. And very precise, the points are precise, the execution was precise. But the wonderful part of it was, I never felt the jab. I had a question, is it over? It was that simple, yeah? That simple. And I think the care and attention given by these people who are the frontliners there is, you know, I don't think is measurable. What they are doing is to save the nation. This is something for the future. Yep. You won't see the impact right now. It takes a few months. So I think this all works down to the fact that making one at ease. Because a lot of people panic when it comes to jabs, yeah? So I think they did a wonderful job.
And how did you feel after getting the jab?
Okay, I think the first few hours, there was no issues. There was a little bit of soreness, of course, like any time you take a jab, there's always soreness. That night, a little bit, not major impact, only one side effect, if you want to call it a side effect, it was dehydration. You know, I felt a lot of dehydration. And and so I preemptively kept myself hydrated by always having every hour drinking water. Mm. So that sort of kept the headaches away as well. No major side effects.
What have you been hearing from other people around your age or perhaps even older? What are their thoughts about getting vaccinated?
Early days, everybody was apprehensive, you know. They didn't know enough, and I think the among our the peer group that we have been advocating for the vaccination because we read more, we find the facts out, and then there are a group of us that actually want to counter this kind of information that floats around. Yeah, don't think twice, take any vaccine that comes along. This is the first line of defense that you've got to get. If you don't have the first line of defense, whatever we do, social distancing is not going to change it. It's not going to change the fight against this thing that's taken our lives away. You know?
A final message, perhaps, to encourage people to get registered for the vaccination.
I think take the first step. That's number one. We're all in this together. The more that we get on board, the faster we'll get out of this. I mean, we need to fight this together. If 30%, 40% of the country doesn't get on board, then the fight is going to get longer and this pandemic is just going to endure. Let's look at what has happened in the US and look at what happened in the UK, how fast the infection rate has come down since then. These are facts. Look at facts. Don't listen to what I heard this person say, I heard that person. These are not facts. In fact, when you question someone and you go down to the root, they say, actually, it's a third person removed, fourth person removed. Yeah. So get to the facts. The facts are it is safe, it is necessary, it's very, very comfortable and easy, very limited side effects to the so far in the 10 days. So register and get vaccinated.
that was 61-year-old Mr. Kanesan sharing his experience of getting the COVID-19 jab. If you'd like to share his experience with your friends and family, you can download the podcast from bfm.my or from our BFM app. Just search for COVID-19 Vaccine Stories. You can register for your jab on the My Sejahtera app or on vaccinecovid.gov.my today. This has been The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.